Today's shir is Le'il Nishmas Rabbi Yehuda Leiber and Shmuel. Today's shir is Masechta Megillah Daf Lamed Beis. As we finish Beis, Hashem Yisbarach Masayim HaMasechta, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Im Yom Lachas Zkenim. If the young people will tell you Sasor, break down an old house to build a new house, and young people tell you to build on the existing foundation, sasar. Do what the older people tell you, even though the older people are telling you to destroy something, they know what they're saying and follow their advice. And when young people are telling you to build, and it looks like they're telling you to do something constructive, steer it, really consider breaking. Similar dover, and how do we know about this? Where do we see this? Says the Gemara, Rechavim ben Shlomo. Rechavim ben Shlomo was the king after his father, Shlomo Melech, and the people had asked him to please lower the tax burden. And the Zakenim told him that they should follow that advice. And it looked like what they were saying was not such great advice. They wouldn't have enough money in the treasury, but it really would have been, he should have done that, because by doing so, he would have gained the confidence of the people. The younger people told him to add to the tax burden because the country needs money and you could show that you're really the king. But because he followed their advice, the people ultimately rebelled against him, and he lost being the only king in Klal Yisrael. So following their advice was not the smart thing to do. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that if the young people tell you build a Beis HaMikdash, don't listen to them. And if the old people tell you to destroy Beis HaMikdash, and again, it looks like it doesn't make any sense. Why should we listen to destruction when we can listen to building? We have to understand that there's a depth to what the Chacham say. And even if we don't understand always what the Chacham are saying, we should always follow what they say. Another pshat is that there's two elements to our avodas Hashem. Sumei ra vasei toiv. And what the Gemara teaching us here is that first, when we're young, we have to do the sumei ra. We have to try to stay away from doing what's wrong. And after we stay away, we've established that we're not on the wrong path, then asay toiv, we begin to go on the right path. Tana bottom. Mokum shemasikim b'shabbos shachris, the place where we finish Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos in the morning. Sham karim b'mincha, that's where we start reading Shabbos afternoon by mincha. B'mincha, where we left off mincha Shabbos afternoon, sham karim sheni, that's where we pick up Monday morning. B'sheni sham karim b'chamishi, where we left off Monday, we start on Friday. B'chamishi, and where we left off on Friday, sham karim Shabbos haba, that's where we begin reading next week Shabbos, Divrei Rav Meir. Yudaimer, Makim Shem Sikim Shabbos Shachris, where we finish Shabbos morning, Shom Karim B'mincha, that's where we read Me'mincha, that's where we read Sheni V'chamishi, that's where we read Monday and Thursday, and that's where we begin Shabbos Abba, that's where we begin next week Shabbos. Amr Rav Zeira tells us Rav Zeira, Halacha, the Halacha actually is, the Makim Shem Sikim Shabbos, where we left off Shabbos Shachris, Shom Karim B'mincha, that's where we begin Monday, Mincha, B'Sheni Chamishi, Monday and Thursday, will Shabbos Haba. Ask the Gemara. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So ask the Gemara. V'leim Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't we just say that the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda? Answers the Gemara. Mishum da Apchile. There are those that have the opinions reversed, and it's not clear who says what. So in order that there shouldn't be any room for misunderstanding, we say clearly what we have to do. Tana Abonim. So the Gemara begins to discuss the halacha of what a person is supposed to do when he gets an aliyah. Peseach, the person who gets an aliyah before he makes the bracha, Pesach, he looks for Roya, and he looks at where he's about to lay in for Goylal. And then he closes up the Sefer Torah, Umavarech, and he makes the bracha when the Sefer Torah is closed, for Chayzor Pesach, for Kairei, and then he opens up the Sefer Torah and reads from it. Divrei Rameya, that's the opinion of Rameya. Yudaim Pesach, you open up the Sefer Torah, Umavarech, and you look at the pasuk where you're supposed to start the Kriyas HaTorah, Umavarech for Kairei, without closing up the Sefer Torah. My Talmud Rabbi Meir asked the Gemara, "Why? What is the reasoning for Rameya?" Says the Gemara, "Kedula, the Amar Ula Mnei Amru. Why did Chazal teach us that Kari B'Tayra, the person who is in charge of reading from the Sefer Torah, by Yisalim Atogman, as we've learned Baruch Hashem so many times in Amasechta that there was a Matorgaman who also read from the Sefer Torah. Why is the halacha that that individual should not be part of the Kriyas HaTorah? Kadesh Shlo Yomru, we don't want any mistake made to anybody should believe that Targum Kosma Torah. So there are two separate individuals. One person is reading the Sefer Torah, one person is reading from the Sefer Torah, and one person is the Targum, no confusion. Hachanami, that's why we want the Sefer Torah closed, says the Gemara, when we make the bracha, Kadesh Shlo Yomru, that there shouldn't be any mistake, anybody believing that the brachas are ksuvim b'tayra. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not the same. By the Targum, since there are words in Targum that are in the Torah, so people can make the mistake and believe that the Targum is in the Torah. By brachas, nobody's going to make that mistake. And since nobody's going to make that mistake, there is no reason to have to close the Sefer Torah. Amar Zayr, Amar Masna, Halacha, the halacha is Pesach, V'roich, V'varach, V'kairei, that you don't have to close the Sefer Torah. So ask the Gemara again, V'leimuk, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. So why don't we just say that we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Answers the Gemara, B'shum, D'afchalei, that those that are confused who holds what? So in order to avoid any mistake, the Gemara says exactly we should be doing. So the halacha is that we don't have to close the Sefer Torah. And there are two reasons given for this halacha. That one is there should be no delay between the bracha and the kriya. If we're going to have to open up the Sefer Torah in between, there's going to be a delay, says the Ran, which we want to be avoid. Another pshat is that we want to have it noticed that when we're making the bracha, that the bracha is going on the Torah that we're going to read. And if the Torah is closed, it's not that obvious. Says the Bach, that even though the Gemara is passing like Rabbi Yehuda, and the halacha doesn't obligate us to close the Torah when we're reciting the bracha, says the Bach, it's still preferable to do so, to avoid, as we just learned in the Gemara, any misunderstanding. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, that since the Gemara just said that the Sefer Torah should be kept open, like Rabbi Yehuda said, and we also just explained two reasons for the basis of Rabbi Yehuda's explanation, it's not correct to close the Sefer Torah, and therefore they say you should leave the Sefer Torah open, but either look to the side or close your eyes that there won't be any misunderstanding that the brachas are in the Sefer Torah, and there won't be any misunderstanding, there won't be any room for the delay. And it's like I saw some explain, when you make a bracha on a fruit or on a food, you want to have the fruit or the food right in front of you. You want to be holding that fruit or food. The same thing is over here. And everybody should follow the minhagim. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Masna, Haluchas. And there are many different pshatim in the Rishonim. What is meant here when the Gemara speaks about haluchos? One, some explain that it's the space that's in the Sefer Torah, the Aruch says, between the pages, between the written words and the space between the columns, or before or after. Others say that they used to have luchos, they used to have different charts in the Beis HaMedrash, in the shul, that they had different psukim and different kriyas read on them. Another pshat is that there was a sefer in which they had the haftiris. Says the Gemara, Haluchais, V'abimais, the Bimas is where they had the place where they read the Sefer Torah. What's one pshat? Another pshat is that we learned that we're going to discuss, they had every 7 years Hakel, and the Hakel, they made a special platform where the Melech sat. Ein Bem Shem Kedusha, they don't have Kedusha, they don't have the same Kedusha of the Oren. As we spoke earlier in our Masechta, the Oren has the Kedushas based on Knesses. The Oren has very special halachas, how we have to treat the Oren if we want to sell it. It doesn't apply to these things. Tosfos says that B'shas Hatzor Sefer Torah, when they take out the Sefer Torah, we should say Psukim Shalrachmim, we should say Torah Hashem Tamima, and we should say that it's a wonderful time for a person to daven Takarish Baruch Hu for things that he needs. The question is that here we're saying that the luchos, the empty spaces in the Sefer Torah, have some level of Kedusha, but not the full-fledged level of Kedusha. The question is, could somebody make Nekudas in those spats? There are many different peskim to discuss that, and they hold that in the Sefer Torah itself, we should not. In the empty space, in the beginning and the end of the Sefer Torah, we could be more lenient. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shafter, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hagoyla Sefer Torah, somebody who does Galila, Tzorech Shemidana Alatfar, has to put it by the place where it's stitched together. Says Rashi, because if you do it that way, you're going to be able to do it very tight. The Rif says that if you tighten it by the stitch, if Chas V'Sholem, it's going to tear along the stitch. And therefore, since it's going to tear along the stitch, it's much less of a concern that you're going to be tearing the Sefer Torah. Another pshat that I saw is that you want to put it to the stitch closest to where the next Kriya Sefer Torah is going to be. Because you don't, as we've learned so many times, Baruch Hashem and Amasechta, we always want to avoid Tircha de Tzibura. So when somebody does Galila, and the next time we're going to open the Sefer Torah, the Kriya Sefer Torah is going to be so far away from where we were reading, where we're going to have to read, it's going to create Tircha de Tzibura for everybody having to wait till we get there. In order to avoid that Tircha de Tzibura, the halacha is we should have it as close to where we're going to read. So again, says the Gemara, Hagoyla Sefer Torah Tzorech Shemidan Al Tfar. Vamar Rav Shafti Amar Rav Yochanan, Hagoyla Sefer Torah, the person who does Galila, Goyla Mebechutz, Vein Goyla Mebefnim. Here too there are many pshatim. One pshat is that if one person is doing both, is holding the Sefer Torah and doing Galila, so he has the two columns. One, he's having them one further than closer. He should roll the one that's further away from him towards himself, not the one that's close to him further away from himself. Another pshat is that when we do Galila, is that the inside, the part that we read should be facing the person that's doing the Galila. Another pshat is that the person that is holding Sefer Torah and another person, and we do all of these things, another person should do the Galila. Only at the end of the Galila, the person who's holding the Sefer Torah just tightens it up. Shemahatkoi, and as we just said, when we're finished doing Galila and we're tightening up the Sefer Torah, that's where Mahatka Bebefnim, the person holding it, he should do the tightening it, Mahatka Bechutz, not the person who's standing on the other side. Vamar Rav Shafti, Amar Rav Yochanan, Asaru Shukara B'Torah. If 10 people, we had a minion, and we were reading Kriyas HaTorah, God Shabakam Goyal, the most significant person amongst the group, should do the Galila on the Sefer Torah. Damar Rav Yishua Ben Levi, Asar Shukar B'Torah. If 10 people are reading from a Sefer Torah, HaGoyal Sefer Torah Kibbal Schar Kulon. He's the one that gets the Schar. Ask the Gemara, Schar Kulon, Sakat Atach, why should he be able to usurp the schar of the people who had aliyas, el kibal schar keneged kulam, his schar is the greatest. So Taisus explains why, because since he was the most significant person, so the most significant person is, it's appropriate that he should get the schar. Another pshat, they suggest, is that they used to sell the aliyas, and since they used to sell the aliyas and they used to sell Hag B'Galila, Hag B'Galila is the most important thing that is to, is the most important thing to spend money on. Another pshat that I saw is just the opposite. As we know, that people don't look at Galila as such a big kibud. A person who doesn't care and is willing to accept Galila as his kibud, that's why kibud schar keneged kulam. He is getting the schar. The Shilta Gebayim explains that they, and there's a meaning like that in certain places, even Bizman Hazeh, they used to do Galila before Kriyas HaTorah. And since he did Galilas before Kriyas HaTorah, he had to show, he was the one that showed them where we're going to read from today. So the person who has the privilege of showing the tzibur from where we're going to read in the Torah today is most appropriate that he should get the schar. There's a machloikis, who is that individual that was saying gets the most schar? And I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky quoted his uncle, the Chazon Ish, that it's both the person who got Hagba and got Galila get this special schus. I saw another pshat. Our Gemara just taught us that there are so many halachas involved in Hilchas Hagba Galila. So you have to be careful to give. You have to be careful to give that Hagba Galila to somebody who deserves that important aliyah. He's worthy of it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shafti, Amar Rav Yochanan, Minayin Shemishtam Shem Baskoil. How do we know that we're allowed to use a baskoil? And there are many different pshatim in what a baskoil means. Some say that you hear an echo coming from Shemayim, or you hear a malach comes from Shemayim, or you hear a voice emanating from Shemayim that is sending you a message. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shafta, Amar Rav Yochanan, the Nayin Shemishtam Shemizkaskol, Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'aznecha Tashmeine Dova Mecharecha, you'll hear, will hear something, your ears will hear something, Leim Azad Derech L'chuba, Ki Taminu V'kisa Smolai, that you should follow that voice, says the Gemara. However, Hani Mili, the Shama Kol Gavra B'masa, you heard the voice of a male in the city, or Kal Itzah B'davra, or the voice of a female outside the city. V'huda Amar Ahama Hain Hain, that they said it twice, and the Gemara, as the Ritva says, that when something said twice, it's considered a shvua. Of course, the question that Tosfos poses here is that why, when you hear such a voice, is it not considered like Tanachshu, why is it not considered that you're doing superstition? And again, it has to be in a situation where you are realizing that it's truly a baskoil. Which opens up the question, if watching magic tricks, is that a violation of Loi Tanachshu and Loi Tanoinu? And there are different categories that the halacha says. If somebody is just doing magic tricks, if somebody's doing it with kishif, that is certainly usur according to all opinions. If somebody is doing it with a sleight of the hand and he's telling people that he's doing it that way, there are paiskim that say that we could be lenient. That's not called a nichush. That's not called kishif. Others are more machmer. There's a fascinating tshuva in the Shas Tshuvas Igros Moshe Yerdei Chelik Dalet Siman Yud Gimel, where somebody asks him if this is permissible, he says, "I don't understand how the question would come up." Ramosha says, "Who has time to watch magic tricks? We have a Torah to learn. How can we do it?" But he says that if he was at a place where that was happening, he would do everything in his power to avoid participating. And if not, it should. If it's clear that it's being done, that it's not any kishuf, apidin it's mutter. But it seems that the Paiskim said, and so too is the opinion of Rabbi Yoshev. Rabbi Yoshev was a little more machmer. Rabbi Yoshev said, not only do we have to know, but we have to be able to, if we really pay attention, see that this is not really kishuf. V'amar Rav Shefti, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-kairus. Somebody learns Torah below Ne'ima, without the Tami HaMikra, without the Trap. V'shoina, below Zimra. They used to learn Mishnayis with a certain niggun. And the reason that they did so is because they learned Mishnayis, Gemara, as was the intention, Torah Shabbateh. And it's easier to remember something when you learn it that way. All of a curse of Omer, an individual who doesn't learn that way, says, V'gam anina sati lehem chukim lo toivim. Maskel of Abaya. B'shum da lo yada l'fsume kala. If somebody doesn't have a good voice and he can't sing, we call mishpatim lo yubem krisbem. We use such a derogatory term. It says, the pshat in the pasuk rather is k'dra mishasha. Domer. Mishasha teaches us, Shnei Talmid Chacham HaYoshvim Bir Achas. If two Talmid Chacham live in the same city, Vein Noichen Zeh LaZeh BaAlocha, and they don't learn Torah together, they each stay separate. Gam Aleim HaKosav Omer, V'ani Nosati Lam Chukim HaTovim U'Mishpatim LaYichri Behem. And as the Mashah explains, Torah is only Nikna B'Chabura. We could succeed in our learning when we learn it as a group. And if you avoid learning Torah as part of a tzibur, then you have avoided learning Torah the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn it. Says the Gemara, Amar of Harnach, Amar of Yochanan, Kalaycha Sefer Torah, Orim. If somebody holds directly onto the Sefer Torah without having something holding in between, Nikva Orim. He will be buried without Tachrichim. Ask the Gemara, Arm Sokadaitach, just because he held the Sefer Torah in such a fashion, he's going to be buried without Tachrichim. Ela Omer, Ela Eimer, what it means is, Arim Beloi Mitzvah. He will be buried without any mitzvahs. Ask the Gemara, Beloi Mitzvah Sokadaitach. A person spent his life doing mitzvahs, and all of them will be ignored because he held the Sefer Torah that way. That says the Gemara, Ela Mabaya, Nikva Arim Beloi Yosef Mitzvah. He'll be buried without having the schus of that mitzvah. And of course he won't have the schus of that mitzvah. So I saw explanation is that if you got an aliyah and you get credit for Kriya Sefer Torah, he won't get credit for learning from the Sefer Torah. Om Rav Yanei Berev Rav Yanei Saba, Mishmei Rav Yanei Rabba, Mutav Tikola Metapachas, when we're doing Galila, we should put the thing that we're using to close the Sefer Torah around the Sefer Torah, that's the way we should do it. Va'yigla Sefer Torah, but we shouldn't move the Sefer Torah. It's not proper Derech Eretz. So there's a big machloikus Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that it's only regarding if you didn't wash your hands before you hold on to the Sefer Torah. But if you wash your hands right before you touch the Sefer Torah, then it's permissible. The others say that it doesn't make a difference. And the other question is, what is the halacha of the amudim? So the halacha lemais is that we are machmer, that any part of the Sefer Torah should not be touched with our bare hands, even if you wash your hands first. The amudim were makel. The Ramah quotes Rishonim that say that this is not only by Sefer Torah, it's by all Kisvei Kodesh, but he says, Lo Nago came, we not knowing that way, but he says it would be appropriate, especially according to the Rishonim that we just quoted, that one should wash his hands if he's going to be touching Kisvei Kodesh with his bare hands. Why were Chazal so makbid? Masil Shisharm says, this shows Kavanat Torah, that I don't touch the Torah with my bare hands. The Miri says that we're concerned that if you're going to hold the Sefer Torah with your bare hands, you may have things in your hand, food. We discussed this concept many times previously. You may bring that food into the Sefer Torah, which could cause that the Sefer Torah should get written. The Maril says that certainly any klaf, any sefer like haftiris that are written on a klaf, should be treated like a Sefer Torah. The question is, what is the halacha by Megillas Esther? The Magen Avraham says that one should be careful by Magen Esther as well. They should not hold the cloth with your bare hands. Question that the Ben Ish Chai was asked, is somebody allowed to hold it when wearing gloves? So he makes a very interesting point. He says, the halacha is, one may not daven wearing gloves. The Gemara says that Yisach Ish Kfar Bekai would put on gloves before he davened, and the Azara, the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Dav Nun Zayinam and Alf said that there was a bas call that came out that said, "Say mikan Yisach Ish Kfar Bekai Shemechaberes Atzmoi Mechal Kotche Shemayim." But by Kriyas HaTorah, the Ben Ish Chai seems to take a more lenient approach, and it's not treated with the same stringency as it is with davening. Says the Gemara, concludes the Gemara. V'davin Moshe's Me'ad Hashem Abnei Yisrael Mitzvosam Shekaren Oisuk Kol Echav Echav Zmana. The mitzvah is to read the parsha everything at the appropriate time. Tana Rabbanan Moshe Tikalam Yisrael Moshe Stabel for Klal Yisrael Shisharlim Ben Yonah Shal Yoyim. We should always read the Yonah Shal Yoyim. Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchas Atzeres b'Atzeres, Hilchas Chag b'Chag. So the first halacha that we're learning here is a halacha regarding Kriyas HaTorah. And the halacha here is regarding halacha. And the halacha is that we should always learn at on Yontif, the halacha of that Yontif. And it's not only on Yontif. The Shari Tshuva quotes the Shalah. That of course, on Yontif, on Motzei Shabbos, we're supposed to eat Lav Malka. So he says, what happens if somebody, for whatever reason, a Matzah Shabbos cannot eat Lav Malka? So he says, then what you should do is learn Hilchas Lav Malka. Our Gemara is teaching us that if you can't actually fulfill the mitzvah, by learning the halachas of the mitzvah, it has the same equivalency. But it's very interesting. The Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef speaks about, that makes the point. The Gemara says that we speak about Hilchos Pesach on Pesach, Shavuos and Shavuos, Sukkos and Sukkos. So ask the Talmud Yaakov Yosef, and why doesn't the Gemara say that we should learn Hilchos Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah and Hilchos Pesach and Hilchos Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur? Why doesn't the Gemara say that as well? So the Talmud Yaakov Yosef says there's a very important lesson to be learned here. The lesson to be learned here is that the halachas, what are the halachas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? The halachas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is that doing tshuva. The halacha of doing tshuva is not only on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The halacha of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is all year round. So the halachas of Pesach and Sukkos are relevant on Sukkos and Pesach. But the halachas of tshuvas are relevant all year round, and therefore we don't limit ourselves to learning Hilchas tshuva just on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I saw that the Mefarshim point out that by learning the halachas of a yontif at the time of the yontif, it has a tremendous influence, and has a tremendous influence on how we behave. And in fact, going back to the vart I just said a moment ago, that learning the hilchos yontif on yontif gives us iris to us to act as we're supposed to act on that yontif. So similarly, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we learn hilchos tshuva. So the Sefer Chashukei Chemed makes a very interesting point. If a person has a choice to learn a Masechta, which Masechta should he learn? He doesn't have any reason to learn any specific Masechta. He suggests perhaps he should learn Masechta Rosh Hashanah or learn Masechta Yuma, because those are the Masechtas that teach us about Hilchos Tshuva, and that they are remind us and ma'ir us to do tshuva, and that's something that we need to do all. That's something that we need to do all of the time. It's very interesting if we look in Rashi here. Rashi says, "V'dabem Moishes me'adei Hashem b'nei Yisrael." Says Rashi, "Melamit shayim v'dabem mehem hilchos kamoid v'moid b'zman." He used to teach them the halachos of every yontif in the proper time. L'idea to form them chukei elokim v'tayrosov the kiblu v'kemu schar hamitzvos aleim v'albneim. They get the schar. So I saw, what does Rashi mean to say? So the halach is Rashi says, Moshe tikken lehem Yisrael. The Moshe Rabbeinu said that every Shabbos, the Aselach HaKilis Gedolos, gather together groups, the Drosh Lefneim, Rabbim, Hilchas Shabbos. That every Shabbos we learn Hilchas Shabbos, Kadesh Shiyamud Mecha, Doris HaBoirim, that all future generations shall learn Lahakal Kehilos, because Shabbos for Shabbos, the Jews should get together every Shabbos and learn Hilchas Shabbos. And the same thing should be, Rashi saying, every Yontif. Every Yontif, we should get together to learn the Hilchas Yontif. But there's a deeper explanation to what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, if we want to guarantee that there should be Mizman Ubeba, if we want to have, that not only we should be acting in the appropriate fashion, but Vazel Beba, that our future generations should also have the schus of living in such a way. The only way we could accomplish that is by living by example. So if we spend Shabbos learning Hilchos Shabbos, and if we spend Yom Tov learning Hilchos Yom Tov, and if we think about Hilchos Tshuva, how can we be better? We think about that all of the time. That is the way to guarantee B'zeh u'b'ba, that not only will we become better, but we will be zoicha to children, Doros, Yisharim, u'v'rochim, that are doing the Ritzoyin Hashem. Hanrolach b'nei Yair, v'slikolach m'sechta Megillah.